Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
This is Brother Frank speaking to you from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you. I greet you in the precious name of our beloved Lord and Savior. And I'd like to start reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I do believe in the full gospel, and we have chosen the title Apostolic Prophetic Bible Teaching Ministry. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, we read, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." And again in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, speaking of the mystery of God in Christ and Christ in his church, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Beloved, it is so very important to know the Lord personally by an experience. It's so important to experience justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's so important not to have only a teaching, but to have the reality of God that was given unto us, as we read in Jesus Christ our Lord. God did not bring us a religion. He didn't come to establish a great denomination. He came to purchase his own. He paid the price. He shed his blood. He gave his life for one purpose: to bring us back into our relationship with himself. God created us in his own image. But as we all know, the enemy, right in the Garden of Eden, deceived Eve, and she pulled Adam into the transgression. And therefore, all humanity was born in sin, separated from God, and lost forever. Some people misread scriptures, for instance, Genesis 2, verse 7. They speak of an immortal soul, but the Bible says man was made a living soul. Immortality is only with God, and he that receives Christ receives eternal life. You might wish to read 1 Timothy 1:17, and also 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, where it speaks about the King Eternal, about God who alone has immortality. Beloved, the ministry God gave to me is so serious, it's so important to let all of humanity know that this is the end time, the time of restoration of all things, God bringing us back to the very beginning. If we look into the human race today, we've got all the different religions, and everybody who follows the statistics, we are told precisely how many Catholics, how many Anglicans, how many Orthodox, how many Lutherans, how many Protestants, how many Baptists, how many Methodists, how many Pentecostals. Statistics are known all over the world. But beloved, coming to the point as a true minister of the true word of God, Christ builds his church. He does not build a denomination. He's not found in any religion. God was manifested in Christ, and Christ is manifested in the believers who make up the true church, the body of Christ, being baptized with the Holy Spirit into one body, a living organism of the living God on earth, not a dead form, but a living church of the living Christ. Beloved, as we are now in the end time, we know that the signs point very, very clearly to the return of Christ. And we can say that Bible prophecies are now being fulfilled. At the same time, we acknowledge that religions and denominations and churches are walking in their own traditions. In one way, reference is being made to God and his word, and in the other way, all denominations walk in their own ways. But let me say this, beloved in the Lord, my message is not in vain, because God has his people on earth, in every country, every tribe, every color. And therefore, this word, this apostolic prophetic ministry, the true Bible teachings must reach the inhabitants of the earth. So the last call is going forth, as our Lord said in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all nations as a witness, and then the end will be. If you wish to remember, it's Matthew 13:37-38, where our Lord speaks of himself as the Son of Man, the sower of the good seed. And then, of course, the children of God are the seed. The word that was sown comes up, and the new life, the life of Christ, is manifested in the true believers. Also, in Mark 4:14, the sower sows the word. And then, of course, in Luke 8:11, referring again to our Lord, who is the sower of the good seed, He was the Word manifested in flesh, and he could say, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word remains forever. And then, after his resurrection, he called his disciples. He called them to preach the gospel, the good news that Christ redeemed us. And he also called us to teach all nations, not only to preach the gospel, but to teach all nations. We now need Bible teachings. We need to know God's word in its original form. Then if you go to John chapter 3, we are told about the message of grace. And I like to read this verse, John chapter 3, verse 16, known to almost every Christian on earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth in him who is the true life, as we find written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, it's not a religion, it's Christ the Lord, our Savior. And the scripture says very plainly, he that believes in Christ has eternal life. And of course, he who does not believe does not have Christ as Savior, and therefore does not have eternal life. Beloved, be not deceived. Eternity is very long. If there would be a second chance, I would not take it so seriously, but I have to. Then if we read in verse 18 in John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So it's so important to believe in Christ according to the scripture, as he himself said in John 7:38, if you believe in me, as the scripture says, that is so important, not as the church says, but as the scripture says. Then in the same chapter of John 3, verse 29, we read, he that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who standeth near heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. The important thing today is to hear the voice of the bridegroom, to make sure that Revelation 2 and 3, where we find seven times the promise, whosoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, that we make sure that we don't hear church teachings, but that we do hear our Lord speaking to us by divine revelation of the Holy Spirit. If you would search Revelation 2 and 3, in the seven messages at the beginning, the Lord introduces himself as the one who speaks. And then, of course, the angel is addressed to bring the message, the direct words of the Lord to the church. And then it says, Whosoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And then in John 3, we read from verse 33, it's so very important to take it to heart what is written, he that has received his testimony. So he is the one who speaks. And he that receiveth his testimony has set his seal to him that God is true. What do we find written in Romans 3, verse 4? Let God be true, and every man a liar. And friends, I have had experiences with religious liars. In the over 40 years of my ministry all over the earth. Beloved, let us read the next verse, verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. And then verse 36. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. I hope you noticed the different terms. Once we are told to believe on the Son, and then we are told if someone does not believe the Son. First, we have to believe in him to be saved. And after we are saved, we have to believe what he says, not only in him to be saved, but to believe what he says, because he is the bridegroom, calling out the bride, sharing with her his mysteries, his secrets. And this is precisely the time we're now in, that God really does something great. And if I remember right, the Apostle Paul, especially in his epistles to the church in Rome, is dealing with true justification, not only with the doctrine of justification. It's absolutely great to see how the Holy Spirit was directing, inspiring, and leading the apostles to deal with all scriptural teachings. And beloved, as this is the end time, we have to go back to the beginning, to the teachings of the apostles and prophets, because God has set and placed different ministries into the body of Christ, and whether you believe it or not, but I'm actually in the full-time ministry for half of a century. Since 1949, I'm part of the revival that took place after World War II. Everybody who is informed knows what God has done right before First World War started, how the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place all over the earth. We don't only know about Azusa Street. We know because we are informed of what God has done worldwide. The Holy Spirit was moving again and again. There were revival waves. But after World War II, there was a direct restoration of the different ministries. And God used William Branham. He was a man sent from God with the Word of God, with a direct message. And that happened because of a divine commission he received on May the 7th, 1946, when the angel of the Lord in the evening of that day visited him, telling him that he would go now with a message before Christ returns, remembering what he was told before, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. You are sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. And this man of God, who received a direct divine commission, like Moses, like Joshua, like the prophets in the Old Testament, like John the Baptist, who was the promised prophet. Beloved, we must make a distinction between men who rise up, have their ministries, have their programs, have their Bible schools, and between a man called and sent to the people of God with the message of God's word for this day. At the first coming of Christ, many prophecies were fulfilled. And now, before the return of Christ, again, many promises are being fulfilled. As to true justification, let me read Romans chapter 4, verse 25, speaking about our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Romans 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith. If you go just a few verses to verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood. You cannot separate faith from the blood of the new covenant. Our Lord purchased us. He paid the price. He shed his blood. We are justified by faith. By faith in the finished work of redemption, knowing that God was in Christ reconciling the world with himself. Beloved, as our time is moving on so swiftly, let me summarize quickly. The coming of the Lord is near. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. We need the apostolic, prophetic, Bible teaching ministry. Away with all explanations, with all interpretations, back to the original Word of God, to know in whom we believe and what we believe. Again, I have to emphasize, we need a God-promised, a God-sent ministry. And we have the promise that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would come. William Branham was a prophet. I'm not a prophet. God gave me this apostolic prophetic ministry by grace. He called me directly, and therefore I am ministering all over the world, sharing God's word, the word of the bridegroom, as we referred earlier, the word of the bridegroom to the bride church worldwide. May the Lord give unto you an open heart in divine revelation, to know the time we're living in, to know the promised word for this day, and to experience every promised word of God and have part in what God is doing right now, so we can be ready for the day when the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall be changed and taken up together to meet the Lord in the air. May God bless you, and may He be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.